Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Shir number 11, Chaf Zayin Cheshvan, Tafshin Pei Vav.
Be'inyan, what are we learning? Oruch B'Kitzroi, B'Tzipozo, B'Mokhama HaNachas Pei. Chabzayin Amid Beis. What is that? Here, so now it's a bookmark. All right. Okay, first, a couple of comments on the first part of this sugya. The Braisa said, Tanur banan oruch v'kitzroi kosher. It also says, Gerdoi, Bemidoi al Gildoi Kosher. Rashi says, Hemido al Gildoi Gelad Dak. The Taisus explains, Oroch Vikitsri, Kosher, Itzrich Lashwin, and Deloy Tamed Apostle Mishum Dixi Vahavarto. Vahavarto. So, that drasha indicates that I somehow need the shofar in the way, in some natural way. You saw, I think everyone has seen already, that Reuel Mizrahi, in his parish on the Smag, actually says two pshatim. Not sure why he needed to say the two pshatim. He doesn't explain himself. But he either says, either need kitzmichosoi, or then he says even kibriyosai. But the idea is the same in both cases, at least for our purposes for now. One thing Taisus is definitely being kovei is, the Havarta says it has to, the shofar has to be in the way it grew. If you turn it outside, inside out, that's not the way it grew. When the shofar, even though I made it smaller, I cut it down, I made it thinner, but that just means this is, the shofar still remains in the way it grew. This is the way it grew. And Kol Zman, it's the way it's grew, that is kosher. Now, Min HaStam, we could even say that is the Chiddush of the Braisa. That Oruch V'Kitzroi was teaching me, kosher was teaching me that Apal Pi, that I changed it. That I altered the appearance of the shofar. I made it smaller than it was. You might have think that's a reason to make it possible.
Kol HaLashon.
K'mashmalan, it's kosher. But then the question would arise for us, then what's the second case? Gerdoi ve'emidoi al gildoi kosher. If you shaved it down and left it on its very thin skin of the shofar, brought it down to like a thin skin, nonetheless, the Braisa is saying that it's kosher. So what would be the chiddush of the second Braisa? Now, in the various Rishonim, it's interesting, they kind of address this, although in the Ritva, it's very interesting, the Ritva, when he said pshat, I had a Ritva before, where did my Ritva go? Huh? So, funny, the Ritva kind of said, Hoya Orech Mekitzrei Kosher Perish. Kamash Lan Zakati Derech Ha'avar Asahi. V'chein B'gerdoi V'midel Gildoi. You could read the Ritva saying that it's really all one Chiddush. And it's almost like these two Maimras, these two statements of the Braisa, are really all one Chiddush. But of course, the Pashtus, I mean, maybe, that's how the Ritva understood it. He didn't see a particular Chiddush in either one. But Pashtus, you don't read things that way. Pashtus, there is some additional Chiddush of one part of the Braisa to the other. So, when you look into what the Achronim, or at least the Mefarshim, had to say, they actually said something else. And I want to share with you a couple of them. First of all, the Rabbeinu Menoyach on Hoya Orach V'Kitzrei Kosher said, Afal Gav Shekitzrei, Machmas Psul, Kigoyin Shenistak Lorakoy. The Salka Daita Chamina Hoyol V'Chalalav Shem Psul, Kigoyin Shenistak Lorakoy. Shuv Lo Yehe Kosher Kamash Malan. Then he says, like Taisus, Os Lashmina Delei Ba'inan Kol Akeren Kamayshu B'Reisha Behema. But his first shot is interesting. He's saying, and there's a machlekes, his name, both are true. Saying there is a chiddush here too, that even if the shofar was possible for some reason, you could be machshir. And he particularly refers to the case of nistak lorakoi. And the Meiri says this too, with an added statement. Shofar shehaya orach v'kitzrei hoil mikol makom nishtayer bo yishir tkiya afilo kotzer machmas psul shehaya bo kigoyin shenistik l'orkai v'chosach imenu kol oisei asedek kosher. Now, that's an interesting Meiri. We know the Meiri said that the nistak l'orkai had to be either kuloi or rubai. So this lechar was a shofar that was roiv nistak. And the Meiri is telling me that if you cut the shofar afterwards, like you might have thought there's some kind of shame psul, chalon lechetza, so you might have thought that you can't cut it. Excuse me, kamash malan, that the cutting of the shofar is like creating a new shofar mechadash. The shame psul is nifka, and now I have a kosher shofar. It means in the Meiri, these three lines are mukhrak, something that we talked about when we spoke about that part of the sugya. You see in the Meiri that if roiv of the chetz of the shofar is nistak, not roiv of the sheer shofar, roiv of the shofar is nistak, I can cut it off. And that would be possible. Even though there's a sheer shofar left, which is untouched. If right with the shofar was actually split, you would think that it is actually possible. And I'm being machshir the shofar by removing it and cutting it off. Now it's not nistak anymore. You see from here, the mustig of roiv does not go on a shear, it's going on the chetz of the shofar. I remember having a conversation with my shver. The entire minig of brisk, when it comes to hadasim on sukkahs, they look at the shear of a hadas, whatever it is, you want it to be 30 centimeters, 24, whatever the shear is. And they say, if rubai is mishulash, you have a kosher shofar, a kosher hadas. There's another 10 centimeters perhaps to the hadas that isn't even mishulish at all. So my shver argued that if you need kulei mishulish, you have to remove that part of the hadas. And I noticed that I spoke to many people, that they must come from the briskerov. He understood that the shirim of kulei and rubai are reflections on the shear of the hadas, not on the hadas as a chetz a kol. And my shver insisted it's not so. When you're talking about rubai, the roiv, even in rubai of a hadas, would have to be roiv of the chetz, not the roiv of the shear. So it's interesting. This is, I think, a raya to my shver's understanding. He's right. if you want to be kulei mishulish, and you have after the shir, chelik of the hadas is not mishulish, that's not called kulei mishulish. You would have to cut it off, remove it, do something to it, to take it away. Otherwise, the same thing like we said over here, it's not ruba, it's not going on the shir of the shayfer, it's going on the whole chetz of the shayfer. I would expect huwa din hadas to it. It's an important raya, and big raya, it's something I used to speak to, we don't do that way, we're not chayshit for it, but that lechayra is an important enough kamina that comes out of the sugya. Okay, but back to us. So, if this is the chiddush, in other words, that is a chiddush, but the chiddush that Tosfos indicates is that it is because the shofar is, you might have thought that by cutting it down, it's not the tzur of the shofar. So the kamashlan is, this is the tzur of the shofar. It's the way it grew. So what was the chiddush of the next case? Girdoi v'hamidol gildoi, what's the chiddush there? So, the Rabbeinu Menoyach says something. He says to me two things. The Kamashman Deloy Tema, Shaloy Yigroid Oisoy Elekadera Chavaros and Behem Bebaina. Okay, that's like we said in the first case. Then he says Tricha. We need the two cases. What's the Kiddush in this case? Da Filo Gerdei Kolkach. Achemido Gildo, Kavon, Shaloi Beetle Chaloloi, it's kosher. See, like a similar lashon like that in the Meiri. The Meiri said, you cut it down, you make it so thin, Afal Pishin is Shinis Dakik, Harbe, Hurl me Komokam in a Ruach Yoitze Misham Machmas Takusai kosher. So I saw the Magia on this Meiri, there's a similar lashon, by the way, in Rabbeinu Yonason. They want to say, well, you see from here, Araya, that they were going like the Shita of the Ritva mentioned, that Kol, Kol HaKoyler, in the Bava, there's no Kol HaKoyler, is carried by Shafer. There's a Nekev would be a Psul. And he seems to be saying that if I have air coming out of it, I have a Nekev, and that's where it would be Psul. I don't think that's what he's saying. He's saying the following. That in order to say that a shofar, that the halal of the shofar, that goes back to Rabbeinu, that the halal is kayim. In order to say that the halal is kayim, that it's a tunnel of air that is passing through, it has to be that the tunnel is not porous. Porous. Yes, see. Porous. Huh? Yeah, but I'm looking for the Hebrew word for it. Help me out for my guys. You know what the word porous means, Eliezer? No idea. In other words, it means you can have, you don't have to have holes, but air, you don't have to have a neck. A neck is a break, it's a hole. Porous means, it means you don't have to have holes in the shofar. The shofar is not damaged. No, but it's so thin, that the air, everything, there's always some spay when you have cut something down. Air can escape. You can't, huh? Minuka, but I don't mean, it's not minuka in the sense that it's just the air is escaping. You can't, if you cut it down that thin, that the air can escape, that's gonna be possible. And that's the chiddush here. When you were maimed al gilda, you were maimed enough that it is a shell, and the halal is kayim. The air is going through and no air is escaping. That is the case over here. That's the chiddush of this case, that it'll be kosher. That's what the Rabbeinu Menoyach is saying. What? A nail? Oh, yes. I don't know the Mitzvah. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know how you would do it. I don't know exactly what you do. But I know there is such a musig. You can make things very thin. You can make something very, very thin, and air can escape. Okay, that's a good example. Or it's a skin, but he's right. It doesn't have holes. Anyway, that's what you see, but an important yisoid in Shafer's, that the Shafer, that's one of the yisoids, is that the tunnel of the Shafer, the tube of the Shafer, the cylinder, more than the cylinder, the whole tube has to be kaim. And kaim in a way in which air isn't escaping. And that's what this part of the Brayis is teaching me. Next. Suppose of the mokum hanochas peh posel, shlev mokum hanochas peh kosher. Suppose of bifneim posel, bibachutz, im dishtanet koyle bikamesha hoya posel, bim lav kosher. Now, as I told you, the Rishonim addressed this sugya on two levels, two issues. The first issue is, why is suppose of the mokum hanochas peh, why is that posel? There's another issue. It says, Shaloi b'makom hanochas peh kosher. Then the Braisa continues and says, Mibachos im nishtanet koyle kemesha haya posel im lab kosher. So the Rishonim also want to know, it sounds like there's some case, Mibachos or Shaloi b'makom hanochas peh, which sounds like it's kosher, and doesn't matter, we don't even get into the question of whether it's nishtanet koyle or not, we don't even talk about that. Then another case, where also it seems to be would be on the side of the shaver. Nonetheless, there it makes a difference whether the kol is nishtan or not. And there are various pshatim that we showed them how to solve that problem. We are going to address, for now, the first part, other part of the braisa. What's wrong with tzipo zov b'makom hanochas peh? Well, Taisus does say something. Taisus says, hoya nir lafarish de oivi ha-shaver, b'mokum sheminiach piv kari mokum hanochas peh. Okay, so in other words, there actually are more than, there is the side of the shaver, but the shaver also has, even though it's very thin and very small, the oibi, the hole, is also a side. And it sounds like he's saying, that's where you put the gold. And that's called mokum hanochas peh. Shlev mokum hanochas peh hain we b'chutz. But now Taisus asks the kasha, b'lim kain, hainu tzipo zo b'chutz. Vim nefarish, shlev mokum hanochas peh doesn't mean by the mouthpiece. It means the other side, hainu roisha ha'echad or acher, letzad ha'rachav. It's on the other side of the shaper. You put gold on the mouth, on where the kol emanates from, the larger, wider side. Ha'amina b'samuch, ha'isiv lav kolshu, bein b'mina, bein shlemino posel. So Taisus answers, interesting, Taisus wants to say that maybe the case that's possible is when you didn't have a shear shofar. If you had a shear shofar, wouldn't bother me that I put on the nochas peh. As we will see, we've already seen it, those of you I think have seen it, that is a machlekes Rishonim, we saw that, the Rabbeinu Yonis and the Kaid Miluniel was machshir such a thing. If you have a shear shofar, there is no psul of dibig shiri shofaris. That's what he said. And that looks like Taisus is flirting with such a malach. He's saying, perhaps we can learn, that'll be the difference. Taisus leaves it v'deichach. Deichach might be in the Lashon Rishonim Tzarechin. It's like Taisus isn't completely convinced. But that is what Taisus says. What Taisus did say was that the perish of Tzipoza meant on the oivi ha-shofar. Now, on the parish of what this Oivi HaShofar means, there are many pshatim. There are pshatim in the Rishonim, and there are pshatim in the Achroinim. As Kedarkenu, we will not deal with all the parishim in the Achronim. How much time did Hillel spend on the Prima Gadim? Not so long. Okay, good. Prima Gadim has his parish, Levus Esrod, everybody weighed in trying to figure out what the case is. I'm going to weigh in how I understand what this is talking about. So the Ran here said the following. The Mokum Hanochas Peh, Oivi HaShofar Letzad Pnimi, Sheminiach Lesham Piv, Kori Hanochas Peh. So far so good. But he said something else. Letzad Pnimi, Sheminichim Lesham Piv, Vetzad Achitzoy Mina Oivi, Atzmai Kori Shalev Mokum Hanochas Peh. The lake lefrushe shemashi bibachutz legamrei chutz leoivi begava shofar korish libimachim anachas peh. Dim kein hainu tzipoz of mi bachutz. What's he saying? Can't be the outside. We already said that's mi bachutz. So what is it? I think, l'daiti, that the Ran, even though the Libushe Srod does not learn this way, but I believe that the Ran is explaining like the Ritva. And there's a few things in the Ritva which I want to read now, and we're going to go back to him and explain what is going on here. He says, Sipov Zov Makam Shanochas Pasul Perish Dehavi Chatzitza. Okay. Debainan Shloyehe Chaitzitz Klum Ben a Shafer Vatokea. The Rim is the Dovar El Chitka Shafer. Shivan the Chaykh. Umikan. Now the Ritva says an enormous Chiddush. Shaf nafach by mi bechutz, v'lei nasan piv by shayfer layotza. If you held the shayfer far away and somehow blew into it, you wouldn't be yotze. Can you do that, Moshe? No. Moshe can't do it? Ah, come on, I want to see that next year in front of 600, 600 people in the meal. I want to see you blow it that way.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, it might be about Legos we showed him, so I don't think you should. But anyway, I want to... What? Yeah, I see. Okay. But in any case, the Ritva is saying, I'm a hypothetical at least, apparently it's possible, the Ritva wouldn't be born such a thing. He's telling me you can't do that. Now what is he describing? Now, this is a Ritva that's packed. V'chi tema, tepugli dehoisiv alav kol shu posol, mein b'mino v'en shalav b'minoi. Like the Ritva, if you're saying you're adding on to the sada kotzer of the shofar, you're actually being meisiv to the shofar. That's already in the braisa. It says meisiv ben v'mino ben v'shleimino is possible. No, that's not what you're doing. V'yishleimer d'hocha eino meisiv alav b'roisha. Ela, a lot of different words and different gear souls. Here the gear says, ela shekoifafi. Sidoi hakatsar kalchutz. He says on the bottom it should be klapichutz. That's probably right. La sois loy mokam anochas peh. V'sham hu mitzupeh. What I think they're trying to describe, both the Ran and the Ritva, is the following. Don't know how they made the old shofars. We'd have to go to the Israel Museum, maybe. Maybe there are some shofars from a few hundred years ago and see what they did. But he is describing that all of our shofars that we're familiar with today are cut down. The Ran and the Ritva seem to understand that at the end of the shofar, where the part that's going around, somehow they have drawn out the part of the shofar, that part of the shofar, drawn out slightly to literally create a mouthpiece. And so, the mokum hanochas peh is the inner part where you're placing your lips. Here. Yisrael is giving you a picture. Like almost like a trumpet, yeah. And the outer part, this part, is called Shalei B'mochem Anachas Peh. So I didn't add on to the end of the shofar was Maisiv. On that part, which is now kind of extended, the thing is itself extended, there's gold on the inner side, and nothing, and gold on the inner side is posel, gold on the outer side is kosher. Now, they are saying to us a very interesting thing. They tell us that the Ritva uses the lashon it's a chatzitza. Then he says to me that it's a chatzitza, but if I held it over, from this I learned that if I held it over here, it would be posel. Now, I just want to add to this list, I believe this is also the shita of the Drushas HaRamban with a shinui. But it's the same shita. Do I have the Drushas HaRamban in here? So the Drushas HaRamban Does anybody know what page it's on in here?
Page Zion.
Zion?
Yeah.
I see it. See it. He says here, it's supposed that Malkum Hanachas Piv Posel, Malkum Hanachas Piv Kosher. The Dafkimi Bechutz, about Mifneem Posel. Okay, that's something else. In Kain Eino Ella Bedoifen Shebefiv. The Yesh Oimre Mafilu Migaboy, Mipneishu Machnis Tzosli Befiv, Usfomoy Shel Tokea Mechaselo. The time of the Posel Mishum Dika Hepsig Bain Piv La Shafer, Ushma Mino, Shimhirchi Kashafer Mipiv, and Nofach Boy, the Taka Posel. So you see the same Chiddush as the Rit from the Ran, that if you hold it further away, but he's not saying we formed a mouthpiece. He's saying somehow I put my mouth on put the gold there. He's saying it would even be a problem if the gold went outside the shaper. If your lips, I know with me, my lips always go a little bit over the outside of the shaper too. All of that is possible. So the Ran and Riffin didn't have that because they had a mouthpiece and your mouth wasn't going on the outside. The Ramban didn't have the mouthpiece, but the idea is the same. Now, all the Achronim were bothered by Akasha. Kol shalanoisoi eno chaitzis. The Gemara in Sukkah, daf lamed zayin amid beis. Rav Ashita there is, he's referring to, the case is by a lulav. Lulav tzarech eged. The eged is there, machlekes of lenoi, not lenoi. On the tzav that it's lenoi, we say a rule, kol lanoisoi eno chaitzis. And therefore, if you had some kind, what the Gemara calls a base yad, an eged, something there that's holding the things that the, but it's made up. It's there at Lenoy. So the Gemara says, that's not Chaitzis. So the Rishonim, again, the Achronim, did not have the Meiri, they didn't have the Baal Meiris, they didn't see those Rishonim. On their own, they have the Kasha. L'chayr, this is Lenoy, why isn't it Chaitzis? Neither the Ran, nor the Ritva, nor the Ramban dealt with the question. They didn't have it shver. More problematic is something else. I don't know if it bothered you. It certainly bothered me. Let's say, he says, Havi Chatzitza. Fine, it's a Chatzitza. But if, why, from there do I derive that if I hold the Shefer away from my lips, that's possible. There's no Chatzitza there. There's an airspace. Airspace is not Chatzitza. How do you know from the fact that it's called a chatzitza? How does that work?
It always works.
Huh?
Isn't that how chatzitza always works?
Huh?
If a kohen works a voida in the air, it's possible. He's not touching the ritzvah.
That's not midin chatzitza. That's because he's not touching the ritzvah. But if you have a chatzitza, that's something else. So how do you know this? But here there's no chatzitza. Oh, so what the Avnei Nezer wants to see a chiddush, and he's coming. He brings the Marma Kaimis for it. What you're saying is not so simple. The Ramban in Bechoris case over there. Where's Moshe? Moshe's here. Yeah. Oh, Moshe's learning Bechoris. You get to the third parak. When you have the two babies, or the two the animals that could be babies, whatever, they're coming out, could be children too, either case. And the issue is, which one is the Bechor first? Is there a Sofek? How do we measure that? So, the Ramban says that, it's a whole long Ramban, but the bottom line of the Ramban is that even though we say, min b'minoi eino chaitzeitz, and therefore the two yelod, they're both min b'minoi, should not be chaitzeitz. Says the Ramban, it's not enough that it's not chaitzeitz. In order to become a bechor, you need negiya to the rechem, to the peter rechem, pesach rechem. So it says the Avnei Nezer, who is in over here, that the aside that they're speaking about, and this is all they're going to bring this l'chara. It's Muchach in the Ran, I think. That the psul here, when we're talking about chatzitz, is not classic din chatzitz. The real issue over here is I need more, I need negiyah. as the Rebbe Mizrahi actually makes his own drasha. V'havarto, he says, v'havarto ha-shofar, you need derech ha-toike shofars, shidvukin slosom v'peh, by shofar. It's the derech, it comes from the pasuk. So what they're saying is, even if I had a svara, kol shenoisen uchaitzis, it wouldn't help me. Because, okay, it's not a chatzitza, but it's chaser in the negiyah. The fact that it's not a chatzitza won't help me. Because what I really need over here is, I need for the lips to be nogeya the peh. At best, this is how the Avnei Nezer explains it, Tvarichus, it's an interesting way of saying it. Saying, even if you said it's eno chaitzitz, it would just make it like it's avir. It's an airspace. But an airspace is not, wouldn't do anything for me. What I need here is actual negiya. Chos are actual negiya, the shaper will be possible. Won't be yaitz of the mitzvah. So that's how they are learning. So they never asked the question because it wasn't an issue. Even if I say kol shaloysenu chaitzeitz, it wouldn't help me, I need negiya. The fact that this is a chatzitza, that there's some kind of break between you and the shaper because of the gold, it's chaser in the negiya, and that's why it's possible. That's why they derive that if you hold it over here, it's also possible. Because it's chaser in the negiya by shaper. I mean, elchicha by shaper. What did, yeah, he doesn't have the drush of the Mizrahi. But he's trying to say that. That's where you need your... Okay. That's obviously what he's trying to be Merami's now after the fact. That's what he's looking for. Okay. However, and now I want to say something else. So now I said the Ramban is also saying like that. So the Ramban is saying that wherever your lips are, if the lips are going on the outside, that's also a problem. You can't have a chatzitz anywhere. So the Ramban is on this derech. The Ramban is saying that wherever those lips are, that's going to be a possible. This is the sheet of the Ran, the Ritva, and the Ramban, as I understand this sugya. But, and there is a but here. Huh? I put the Ran and Ritva and Ramban together as basically one idea, that I need Negiya Sapeh Bashay. But there is a second opinion. There's always a second opinion. If there wasn't a second opinion, I wouldn't have a job, I wouldn't have what to do. There's always a second opinion. Where's the Meiri? Oh, the Meiri is here. Now, the Meiri... the Meiri said the following. Nosan Zer Zahav Bispas Hashayfer, Bemokamanachas Pe, Possel. Shere Hazob Choitzates. So far, one could say, it's the Ritva, all the same sheets. Now he says something that nobody else said. Ve'ein Oimrin Bazer, call one Oisoi, Eino Choitzates. She'ein Zer, call Shayfer, Ela Kurzov, Hoilba, call Oiver, Derech Alov. Period. Now, I push back with Shteya Daim and my entire goof on how at least two Magim, the Magia and the Chibur and Shuv and others learn. They learn this line, She'ein, I'll read it again. Ve'ein Omer Bazeh Kol Anoisein Uchoitzeitz, She'ein Zeh Kol Shofar LeKol Zov, Hoil Ve'Akol Oiver Derech Alov. They learn the She'ein Zeh as going back on the reason why I say Kol Anoisein Uchoitzeitz. That is not what the Meiri means. The Meiri is going back and telling you why it's possible. Parenthetically, he adds in, he said it was a chatzis, and don't say, kol anoisein uchaitzeis. Why is it possible? A new reason. He's saying, she'ein ze kol shofar lekol zov, hoil ve'kol oiver derech alov. It's because the curl... Again, what he means, kol shaper, it's not called kol shaper because the curl, which I think means the air the person is blowing, which ultimately produces the kol, is going through the gold before it gets to the shaper. Now, is that Shitas Rashi? I mean, on Amud Aleph. Could be. Yitzi is saying it might be what Shaita. Why is this third Shaita? Maybe that could be what Rashi means. Rashi did say Piv Mitzupa Zov Shatkia Bazov Aloy Bashafer. Sounds very much like this. Now, the Ma'oris is Harav Hami'ili, or Meir Hami'ili. I think he was the grandson of the Meir, I'm not mistaken. From the same, what was he? Or his uncle? It was a part of the family. You know, it's all in the family here. Now, there are a couple of things that are necessary to see. He actually asked the Kasha, Va'af al gav, de gabi lulav arinan kol eino eisu eino chaitzetz, hochalav mokum noihu, bishas asiyas ha-mitzvah, shrei akol mechusa b'fiv kishetokeya, uvot ledait toyetzel kol adu, ava belulav afilu kishyef zenu epshe shiir em miksosoy, oi kuloi v'derech noihu. He's saying an interesting thing. Says the issue of whether it's noy or not noy is not based on how beautiful the shafer is when it's sitting on your shelf for the whole year. Not on that's the noy there doesn't mean anything to me. The noy is zeh kelim in veil when you're doing the mitzvah. At the time you're doing the mitzvah, the gold is covered. Where's the noy? You just want to show off and show I have gold on my shafer. You know, I'm a wealthy guy. But that Hashem doesn't care about that. Gold, you got it, it came from me. You don't do anything to get the gold. Don't be proud of that. So the idea here is, if you're doing it for me, says Hashem, you're not doing anything for me, b'shas asiyas the mitzvah, because it isn't seen. Now it's very interesting. He draws a distinction which the Abdenezer was struggling to figure out. Why over here by a lulav also don't you have it? L'chera, he wanted to say it's not visible. He's saying it is visible to some extent. He says, some of it is visible. So because of that, and he even says kulei, because you can have the case, the base yad, where your mamish have like a handle leading to a thing that holds the shayfer. That's the case there in the Gemara. So he's saying all of that is derech noy, and that certainly has the rule. But by us, there is no kovanoisei no chaitseis. But he means 100% like the Miri. Because when he spoke about the following case, which we will get to in Yitzhak Hashem. We'll talk again about it. But remember, there was a Machlaikis Rishonim, which we didn't speak about in Shir. Now I have a chance to go back over it. By Dibek Shivrei Shafers. The Ritva said, Dibek Shivrei Shafers is a psul, even if one of the pieces of the Shafer has a Shir Shafer. Anytime you have a shofar constructed from multiple components, possible. Said Rabbeinu Yohanan, a Kohen Miluniel. If you have a shear shofar, there is no psul of Dibek Shivrei Shafers. The psul of Dibek Shivrei Shafers is to create a shofar through the added components. If I have one already, adding a piece doesn't bother me. Zukter, the following chiddush. Even according to the Shita, there's a difference whether you add the piece on the part toward the mouth, or you add the piece on the way, on the other side, the way away from the wider part of the shofar. If you add on the side of the mouth, that's a problem. Look there, v'ze'enu nir demikol mokum tchilas havoras hakol hu b'shever hakotin shupasol. V'havei ketzipozo v'mokum enoches peshupasol. So he's saying it's the identical psul of tipozov. You're not blowing into, if the air is not going to pass through the shofar, it's passing through the added part. So that's what he means, exactly like the Miri seemed to be saying. So kind of hadudina, so what was the issue of chatzitza and how would it have helped? What, let's say I said kolonis enu chaitzitz. Let's say I would say that. But so close up, I'm blowing into the gold and I'm blowing into the shofar. You want to say an answer, Naftali? So the answer I think is the following. Kol Neisenu Chaitzis means the following. And I think one of the Achronim I found actually said it. Look in the Chuvitz Pnei Aryeh, but I saw this in the Rishonim. I didn't spend so much time going through all the Rishonim on Lamed Zayin and Sukkah. But you will find the concept there is the following. Kolonaisen Uchaitzit says that when something is there serving to beautify that object, it is b'midat ma botul to the object. And just isn't here. It is the object. There isn't shofar and a buffer and something else. This is the shofar. This is the shofar. So says the Meiri, I think they're saying like this. If I would have said kolonaisen Uchaitzit, I wouldn't have a gold piece there before I blew into the shofar. This is the shofar. And the halacha is that you have to blow into the shofar. If we say that it is kolaisen uchaitzeitz, you're blowing into the shofar. The problem is, when I say kolaisen uchaitzeitz, don't apply that rule, then suddenly I have this gold mouthpiece that's there before the shofar. Therefore, you're blowing into the gold mouthpiece before you're actually blowing into the shofar. The Marshal in his parish on the tour, we'll speak about that in a moment. The Marshal in his parish on the tour said that in fact it's like you're blowing into Chatzotzer, it's not blowing into the shofar itself. This is the Shita. This is the Shita of the Meiri. This is the Shita of the Meiris. It's now that we also the sheet of the Marshal. The problem here is not a problem that I need Negias Peba Shofar. It's a problem that I need to blow into the Shofar directly. Something else that is there that is interfering with blowing into the Shofar before my air goes into the Shofar, I'm blowing to something else before it gets to the Shofar, that's where the psul is. But there is a nafkamina apparently. I'll leave it to the way we're explaining the Meir and the others. If you hold the Shofar away, but be kosher. I'm blowing into the shofar. The air is going directly right through. There's nothing interfering. This would be a nafka mina between these Rishonim, the way we're explaining now. I want to point out something also. Moshe, we had this, we did this whole bedika. We had a machlekes. Either I don't know how to blow shofar. I couldn't feel the tissue. They all said the tissue they could feel. They said their lips were interfering. Either way, Ramesha, you're right though that in the Chibur HaTshuva, I don't think we have that page in the thing that you gave us, but the Chibur HaTshuva has a lashon. He says the case of Tzipo is a case of where you added a chatichas zov. It's mashma, huh? Yeah, was it on that? I couldn't find it. It's on Shin Chav Hei on my edition. Okay, you know. Anyway, just if you think I made it up, you know, Moshe is my aid that they're aid echad. I don't know. It's Nimon Bishirim. Nimon Bishirim. In any case, he says, so in other words, we're talking about, this is it also seems to be, it might be a nafkamina. A leave it of these Rishonim, any glaze, any kind of glaze of gold is the hefsek. There's no negia. Leave it of the Meir, he's talking about something a little wider. He's talking about something where you can say that I'm not blowing into the shofar, I'm blowing into something, as the Marshal said, you're blowing into Chatzotzeris, not blowing into the shofar itself. And I think there's a third nafka mina.
Marshal says,
I'm about to say that the third nafka mina, I think the third nafka mina is this. A libet of the Ran and Ritva and Ramban, even if any portion You were tzipo, not the whole oivi, just a section of it. Still chaser negia that in that section, and that's possible. But a leave it of the marshal. If let's say you only did half, but the other half is empty, you can't say that you're not blowing into the shofar. So the case is exactly like you said. The marshal said it went around the whole mouthpiece. If it's only part of the mouthpiece, according to him, it would be kosher. Now, the tour brought down two opinions. In Tav Kuf Pei Vov, he said like this. Suppose of Yoy, B'machem HaKotzer, Shu, B'machem HaNochas Pei Apostle. He continues. The V'yesh mefarshim tzipol zov imokam anachas piv, etc., etc., v'chein kasav Ramban. So the Beis Yosef here noticed what appears to be the Torah saying some kind of machlekes rishonim. And he's puzzled, okay, what is the machlekes rishonim? So if the Yesh mefarshim is indeed the Ramban, what does the first shita hold? So the Beis Yosef says the first shita, which seems to be the Rosh, and the Rosh and Taisus say identical, Ashenis will say Rosh and Taisus are identical in this sugya. Says the Beis Yosef, the Tor and the Rosh, the Tor usually follows his father. Zoter, the psul is midin moisif. You add it on to the Shefer. Zoktadrisha, nothing doing. That is not what the Tor meant. He has kamakashas, but the one I think is the most, this is a good kasha. Avali nosen zov al oivi eshefer b'tzad harachav, hainu meisif alav kolshu. What's that word, hainu? What's what we're talking about? We're talking about meisif kolshu, that's what the whole sukkah is talking. Nah, it's a raya that at that point he's talking about the new din of meisif. What he was talking about, betzipop, bapeh, that wasn't the din meisif. That's why the Drisha Kedinjan says, my Rebbe, the Marshal, he learned it was within Chatzoy Tzrois. I'm about to explain. Now, so, even if the Beis Yosef Pshat is not the Pshat in the tour, that doesn't mean that when you're Moisif onto the mouthpiece, that is kosher. Because the Ritva himself, when he explained the Sugya, Esther as a kasha. V'chitema, typically, the hoisiv alav kol shu posel baby min min shalim b'minoi. Hey! We have this in the Bryce already. This is the case of Moisiv. No, says the Ritva, that's not the case. But if it would have been the case, if I would have been adding to the length of the shofar, not just putting it on the sides, he's implying that would have been posel. So you see, there isn't in Moisiv. But you're right, the Marshal is telling me this isn't Moisiv. He's saying this is a new psul that's in our brice of Chatzos Reis. So there is obviously a machloikis when you're adding on to the mouthpiece of the shofar, is there a psul meisif or isn't there? What's that machloikis? Oh, I have time. So, what? Yes. He correct. It's Taisus. I think the whole Marshal is Meduyik in the Rosh, Meduyik in the Taisus, exactly like Yossi just said. It's Meduyik. He brought up the issue of Moisif only at the end of the Taisus. That wasn't how he started when he told Tipo. Very difficult base Yosef. In fact, I could not find any Rishonim that learned Tipo was Midin Moisif. And if it is Midin Moisif, that's another part of the Brisa. Moisif love Kolshu. This is obviously something different. That's what the Rishonim were trying to explain. None of them learned it was within Maisif. But there is a Machlekes where there is a Psul Maisif. And what is that Machlekes? So the Precious said over here something I confess I don't really understand. I don't remember, Yisrael, what you said in this. You tried to say something.
That's a title that Maisif isn't Sipo because it's a different case to do
Rises. Is it a different Rises?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a riot, it's the same thing.
No, it's not a riot. Why is it? Why is it different
rices?
Because
the other day, one rice forgot to talk about the phone, the other rice forgot to talk about
the
oyster
rice. It's going, I know. It sounds like for the Gemara, two different chidushim. That's certainly how the Rishonim are going. It's you know, you're saying that they, I hear what you're saying. The Rishonim understood that if the Gemara reported it as two different Chidushim, it sounds like they're two different dinim.
So the Brisos have all the cases the same.
I hear you. So Zok the Prisha. The Prisha wanted to say, V'tam of Psul, he says what the Psul is, and he says it can't be din Maisif. I confess, I don't really understand it. Veino possibly tam moisif alav kol shu kevin shemachnis hazov b'toich piv. Sposov mechassin al hazov umagin l'shoifer. So what? I don't understand why it's not moisif. Like, because you can't see it? Because it's in your mouth? I confess I don't really understand what the precious job. That's something else. But that he's saying he didn't maisif. He's trying to say it's going to go on now, and he's going to say that's why it's within chatzaitzers. Why can't it be didn't maisif? What? Huh? How do you know that? How do you know that? Just you know. So I think it means something else, and I looked around, and I think I found the way I wanted to say in as I understand the Yom Shrua. And what I'm basing myself is on the Hemshech of the Rosh. The Rosh and his Hemshech, what does it mean? That case is kosher. So first he brought from Rabbeinu Yoina. He brought from Rabbeinu Yoina an interesting Chiddush. Rabbeinu Yoina says a big Chiddush just in the Metzius and in the Halacha. He says the first half of the Shofar, we'll say the first half of the Shir Shofar, the first two etzbos, Rabbeinu Yoina said any Zav you put there will not change the sound of the shofar. And he says, he even says a few words, even if it would change, it's not significant. Chiddush and Rabbeinu Yoina, an insignificant change isn't called a change. Even the Rush himself said, the Rush was argued, he wanted to say that's kula gedoyle. He didn't say exactly didn't like about it, but he just found the kula was too big. He just said that the case of the Bryce is when you took that small little piece of gold that you were talking about putting on the end, you put it on the side, that won't make puzzle. When you have to put on the side, you need a more significant amount of gold. In fact, the Moiris actually said, Rub kuloi oi ruboi. Till you get that, the Moiris says, you don't actually get a change in the sound of the shofar. I never checked. My Chavrusa says he checked and he said it's true. He said it's very hard to get a change in the sound by putting things on the side of the shofar. Okay. What I want to say is the following. What I think is going on here is this. In other words, if the issue is, and as we are describing the issue, what's called maisif. Maisif is, again, back to the psul of shofar echad marachmana v'leishnayim v'shleisha shofaris. I think it's all part of this psul. This psul seems to be connected to the idea of the sound of the shofar. But yesh lodum, when we talk about the sound of the shofar, are we talking about the emanated sound? Or are we talking about the production of the sound? If you're talking about the emanation, hearing the difference, so we're saying whatever goes on in that beginning of the shofar, and even in the mouthpiece, doesn't bother me. That's not the psul of Shnayim Mishlit. That won't apply there. But if we're talking about whatever goes into producing the shofar, you can't have components. Then I could have a psul maisif. I think that's what this Machlekes Rishonim is. Is it midin, the emanation, in which case it has to be what we're talking about is some kind of addition, either in the Hemshech of the Shofar or in the end. Something right there at the beginning isn't going to change the sound. That's not the psul of Maisit. It's got to be a different kind of psul. But if we're discussing just whatever goes into the production of the sound, it can't be multiple components, then I could have a psul Maisit. Let me just finish off with something that is not clear in my head. I'm just going to share with you what I suggested. My Chavrusa doesn't like the pshat, but we will, in Yitz Hashem, explore it as we go further. I said before, the Rabbeinu Yonason says, if you have a Shir Sherif, you can add on. Both the Meiri, the Meiris, and other Rishonim say, of course, that add-on has to be on the Tzad Rochav of the Shofar. It can't be on the side of the path. Rabbeinu Yonason, they quote as saying, it could be on the Tzad HaPeh. In the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonason that we have, I don't see it's Mukhruf. I don't know why they saw that it is Lashon. Some Rishonim brought it b'shem the Etor. In our Etor, that whole Kiddush does not exist. But let me just say this. L'chayra, Lafi, the way the Moiris and the others have explained, they said very clearly why it can't be that way. Because they understood you had to blow into the Shofar. Assuming this extra component, the sheer Shofar is the Shofar, whatever this is all, Hisafa addition, So you're not blowing into the shofar. So what could Rabbeinu Yonasan say? So I thought to myself, wait a minute, why is that a problem? Isn't there a rule, min b'minoi eino chaitzitz? If min b'minoi eino chaitzitz, well, I'll just say, and that, by the way, is the Lashon HaGemara in Sukkah, kol enoisenu chaitzitz min b'minoi hu. So if I'm saying over here, if I'll just say the rule of min b'minoi, why wouldn't I say that? I'm actually blowing into the shofar. So what are the Meiri? So the Meiri says something strange. I don't know. I have to explore it yet. With Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to that part of the Braisa, and we'll see if this is what is going on. In the case of Nosen Shofar B'Teich Shofar, so there, we're going to see different pshatim in the Rishonim, what's wrong with that. But one of them is Midina Chatzitza. So the Meiri actually said, and I, min b'minoi, he says, when it's Shofar Acher, that is not called min b'minoi. Just find that Lushan. Nosen Shofar B'Teich Shofar. I'm not immediately seeing it, but it. Anyway, there is a Lashon HaMeiri like that. What that issue is, whether another shofar, the rule of min b'mino applies or doesn't apply, that might be what the issue is here. Right now, that nekuda is still at tzarich. Ian, for me, I don't completely understand that halacha. But I'm glad I got this far, as my shofar always said. This was an effort already to get this far. Okay. I do not promise a sheet tomorrow on the next. I haven't even begun to look at the next part of the sugi yet. So, incision. Okay. There was plenty. It was a lot here to unpack anyway.
So tomorrow we'll have off to go over this year.
I guess so. Yeah.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.